WTAW news time is 4 minutes after 7. It's 64 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. State lawmakers in the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce last week addressed the high-speed passenger train project between Houston and Dallas. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan on our show says he is not at odds with the chamber's position of supporting the project or opposition coming from rural landowners.
I'm mildly supportive of the effort to do this, but I want to make sure that private property rights are protected and that no federal funds are used for it.
Flores says if Texas Central can cut a deal with landowners that make them happy, then that's the direction to move forward. With no opposition, the Texas Senate has approved the governor's nominees to the Texas A&M System Board of Regents. That includes a second term of 6 years for current chairman Cliff Thomas of Victoria and current vice chairwoman Elaine Mendoza of San Antonio. It will be the first term for Tim Leach of Midland. With the appointments out of the way, the Regents have called a special meeting this morning. The group will meet by telephone to choose their next board chair and vice chair and pick their representative to the University of Texas Investment Management Company. The Texas legislature is 30 days from finishing the regular session, and this Thursday is the deadline for the House to hear proposed bills. One of two bills written by Representative Kyle Cassell of College Station that is yet to be heard, HB 2119, would allow surviving spouses of first responders who are killed in the line of duty to continue receiving benefits if they remarry.
You know, if you give up your spouse in the line of duty, I think the state still owes them that benefit throughout their life, and, you know, we wouldn't want to force a man or a woman to live in sin to maintain their benefits.
And HB 4122 would allow the owners of rural property who have water rights in multiple aquifers the option to pick the groundwater district of their choice. A Bryan man and woman escaped serious injury after the man is accused of driving the woman's car more than 70 miles per hour into a Bryan church building.
Damage to the education and fellowship building at Christway Baptist Church on Copperfield is estimated at $40,000. 27-year-old Michael Zamago of Bryan was arrested for striking his girlfriend and threatening to kill her while he was driving and criminal mischief related to damaging the church. He's also in jail on a charge of aggravated assault with a deadly weapon from 2009 and hindering apprehension from last year. According to the arrest report, this happened last Thursday morning just before 6. Zamago told officers he and the woman were arguing and he was driving a little fast when the woman grabbed the wheel. Zamago said that caused the car to hit the curb. Then he said he guessed he hit the gas more. That caused the car to hit and go halfway into the building. Zamago and the woman who owns the 2017 Honda Fit were able to walk out of the car after both airbags deployed. Both refused medical treatment at the scene. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW news time is 8 minutes after 7. It's 64 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that your registration will now serve as a combined proof for inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. We can do that for you at Traditions Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryan Parkway next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
It's hard to believe, but in a few short months, I'll be 80, and I'm at the point where I need help staying healthy.
In partnership with Texas A&M Health Science Center, CHI St. Joseph Health is proud to bring you the Mature Well Lifestyle Center, a one-of-a-kind health complex for adults 55 and older.
While Dad may be turning 80, I'm only in my mid-50s, but even I could use some help to make sure my health stays in good shape.
Mature Well brings everything you need to get fit, stay healthy, and live well together in one location. You'll find services like physical and occupational therapy, specialized physicians, and experts in nutrition and medication management, plus a gym and pool, cooking classes, and educational seminars.
It's great to find a place that's all about helping me.
That's helping both of us.
Helping both of us live the best lives we can.
Mature Well is now open, so get to a healthier place today. Visit maturewell.chisaintjosephhealth.org.
It's the first of its kind in the Brazos Valley. Doctors Craig and Tracy Skasta are teaming up to offer complete dental and eye care in one place. Come check out the new space and make an appointment. Here you have access to the only board-certified dentist in the area for orofacial pain, including dental appliance therapy for sleep apnea. Opening spring of 2017, Skasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry in the Crescent Point Business Park near Momentum Bank. Two important checkups, one great location. Skasta Family Eye Care and Dentistry.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. Turn to the experts with Carrier and Malik. We make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. Now, Matt, I know that pools are a great investment, but sometimes people might be hesitant to get involved with them because they're worried they're going to be too expensive. Do you guys help with financing or do you need cash?
You know, financing is one of those tricky things that a lot of people seem to get caught in. And let me tell you, in 13 years of doing this, for the first time ever, we have some of the strongest financing programs that are available in the marketplace. It is so easy to get a pool now. It's one of the things that people think that it's going to be a really hard, long process. No, that's not it anymore. We can literally have a customer come in and within 24 to 48 hours have you approved. We can turn around and within a week to 2 weeks have your financing complete. And imagine just 8 weeks from that point in time, you're swimming.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
Around 400 BC, there lived a Greek philosopher named Diogenes. During the day, Diogenes would wander the streets of Athens carrying a lamp and claiming to be looking for one honest man.
Where is he? Where is the one honest man I can trust?
We have an honest man living right here in Bryan College Station, and his name is Pete. Pete's the owner of Pete's Auto Care at the corner of Villa Maria and East 29th in Bryan, right across the street from Blinn College. Whether your car's American, European, Japanese, or from anywhere else, they'll fix it. And Pete's Auto Care is the place you send your wife and daughters because you know they'll be treated fairly.
I've not only found an honest man, I've found an honest mechanic.
And it only took you 2,400 years. Don't you wait 2,400 years. When your car needs service or repair, take it to Pete's Auto Care, corner of Villa Maria and East 29th and Bryan, across from Blinn. Pete's Auto Care.
Good morning. It is 7:12 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brad Mitchell filling in right now for Scott DeLucia. He'll be back on Friday. Taking a look at your weather right now. Your weather's brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929.
Some high and mid-level cloudiness will drift across the area today, but we should be partly to mostly sunny through it. Temperatures up to about 85 this afternoon. It will turn cloudy tonight, however, lows near 65. Clouds tomorrow, there's the chance for a brief afternoon shower, highs 80 to 85, mostly cloudy 65 to 70 tomorrow night. Turning partly sunny, chance of late day shower Wednesday. Temperatures Wednesday afternoon, close to 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, we're going to be talking Aggie baseball and softball. Both took it on the chin this weekend. We'll hear a little bit, some of the sights and sounds from that, as well as the sixth-seeded Texas A&M women's golf team opens up its 17th straight postseason appearance today. They were actually set to tee off at 7:24 in Columbus, Ohio, so we'll get some updates from that, as well as talking Rockets and Spurs. Game 4 last night, the Rockets coming out on top. Had to remember, it had been a while since they had won. They had lost two in a row, but they came out on top. We are all knotted up at two games apiece. All that and more coming up in sports.
There you have it. It is the Infomaniacs in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. Talking a little bit last week about those coffee bagels. Do you remember that, Chelsea?
Yeah.
And, of course, right now they are actually on sale nationwide. Finally have hit the stores.
And what store was it? What restaurant?
Well, let's see here. Bagels and coffee are both breakfast staples, of course, and apparently in all this time they've been working together And now they've finally acted on it. And Einstein Brothers Bagels just
Einstein,
created
that's right.
Yeah, the coffee bagel. And they rolled it out to all their stores around the country. We don't have an Einstein
on campus.
There is one.
We had someone text in last week, and there is supposed to be one on campus. So I'm not exactly sure if it's West Campus or Main Campus. But in one of the eateries at Texas A&M, there is an Einstein.
Oh, okay.
Well, sounds like a time for a run, bagel run.
Yep.
That's right. If you're looking to get one, it's called the Espresso Buzz Bagel, and it's made out of an espresso and coffee cherry flour. However that tastes. Each bagel has 32 milligrams of caffeine, which is roughly the same as a can of Coke, but less than a quarter of what you'd get in a small cup of coffee at Starbucks. So I think we said like a third, right?
Yeah. I feel like this is going to be one of those things where if you like the taste of it, I don't think people are going to be like, ooh, I need a little pick-me-up. Let me go get a coffee bagel.
Yeah.
But maybe, you know, people like the taste of coffee and other foods, so maybe it'll work for the bagel as
now,
well.
I don't drink coffee, but I might actually try the bagel just because, I don't know, like some coffee-flavored stuff. Like
yeah.
Do you like
coffee ice cream?
No, not particularly. Oh. I like coffee-flavored beer, though.
Okay.
So I've got that going for me, which is nice.
You know, beer and bagel, it's kind of like bready, so maybe.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not sure you would like this here, Zach. They say its taste is questionable. The reviews are pretty mixed, with some people calling them sour and other people love them, though, apparently. So
maybe it's an acquired
taste. It's more of a bitter
taste.
Coffee flavor. Yeah, interesting.
I'm sure your regular affinity for bagels has something to do with it as well. To me, bagels are kind of like corn nuts. It's one of those things when you first have it, you don't really like it, but then you just can't get enough of it inexplicably.
Yeah. I like corn nuts. I like corn nuts.
I do, too. When I first had them, though, I thought they were gross.
Oh, well.
But then it was like one of those things I was like, oh, this is gross. I got to have another one. And I just kept on eating them.
Kept on keeping on. Hey, Brad, not to take over the show. I definitely don't want to do that, considering...
taking it over. Why not?
I'm an outsider here, but I see something on it happens to be a four-letter network, has a website for sports, and I'm seeing this. It says, Nepal wants to limit age for Everest climbers after 85-year-old dies.
Ooh.
An 85-year-old climber died attempting to regain his title as the oldest person to scale Mount Everest.
So now they're going to put an age limit on how old you can be.
Correct. 85 years old?
Yeah, but if you choose to do it, you choose to do it. He probably died
doing what he loved.
Gosh.
Climbing Mount Everest.
He gets up there to the top, he's frozen stiff like a popsicle. And just...
Interesting. Poor guy.
Man, 85 years old, though.
Maybe it was just arthritis. Maybe
he's
okay.
Maybe that's what it was.
You should probably prepare for something like that before you go.
Yeah,
well, I'm sure he was. He's done it before.
Yeah, he had...
Did he have Sherpas?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure he did, and his name is Min Bahudur Sirchin. I'm not for sure exactly where he's from, but that being said, he's done it before. I mean, he set the age limit before.
He was just trying to do it again.
I think he might have just died of old age.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie, but it said he died Saturday evening at the Everest base camp.
It just happened
to
happen.
And he's from Nepal, so.
Oh, it was at the base camp?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think he just, you know, passed away gently in his sleep.
That's interesting. The story initially, I think the headline is kind of misleading. Makes you think that he died, like, while climbing Mount Everest.
Yeah. A grandfather of 17 and great-grandfather to 6.
Huh.
So he will be missed.
So he died almost doing what he loved.
Yeah, almost.
What he loved tomorrow. Yeah. Well, Chelsea, I heard you yawn, and so I'm going to go back to coffee.
I
was going to go back to coffee for you anyway. Because we got 4 simple coffee hacks to help you start your week.
Perfect.
A few of them might help you save a few bucks and help your waistline.
Okay.
So let your coffee cool down for a few minutes before you drink it. A few different studies have found it tastes better that way. If it's super hot, it tends to taste stronger and a little more bitter.
Okay.
So the heat of your coffee can affect the taste. If it still tastes bitter, you can add a pinch of salt.
Really?
Yes.
Huh, I've never heard of that one.
And actually, you know, if you've ever seen anybody put salt on ice cream or salt on something you wouldn't normally think, you know, that you put a little bit of salt in like a bread dough and things you wouldn't think to put salt in.
Right.
The reason why is because apparently salt adds to the flavor of whatever it is that you are salting. It doesn't necessarily, we think of salty as a specific flavor.
Right. It just, it kind of enhances the taste.
But yeah, it enhances the actual taste of what
you're eating. Well, someone stole our salt and pepper shakers out of the break room. So yeah. I don't know. So I guess I'll have to bring my own salt
to
try
my
coffee.
I had me a boiled egg this morning. I was all set to salt that bad boy up and nothing.
They've been gone for like, a couple of weeks.
That's why I started bringing salt and pepper. I had a hard boiled egg. And I was going to eat it, but all we had was pepper. Somebody had stolen the salt. I guess it was a two-day job. They stole the salt first. And, because if I was going to put just one thing on a hard-boiled egg, it'd be salt, not pepper.
Right.
Yeah.
And so that was a very bland egg. And so from that point on, I just decided, that's it. I'm bringing my own.
The salt shaker bandit strikes again.
Yeah.
And actually, don't tell anybody. But I might have some in the fridge.
Oh, okay.
My salt and pepper shaker might be in the fridge, so if you guys need it.
Do you typically keep your salt and pepper in the fridge?
No, that's just where the rest of my food is.
Oh,
and it's best cold.
It's a good place to hide it.
True.
Because
good
it's
point.
In a bag there.
Okay.
But anyway, if you do add salt, it can add to the coffee grind. You add it to the coffee grinds.
Oh, okay. So not like, into your coffee.
Yeah. Just sprinkle.
Okay.
Or you can just sprinkle some into your cup after you brew it.
Hmm. Okay.
And some people swear by it, and it can save calories because you won't need as much cream to cut the bitterness.
Ah, okay.
Interesting. Yep. Number three, you can save money by making your own flavored creamer. Just add a few drops of vanilla extract or hazelnut extract to some half and half.
Yeah.
And it should taste pretty close.
Makes sense.
And it's a lot healthier, too.
If I want to sweeten my coffee up, I just put my finger in it because I'm so sweet.
Wow.
What's the last hack, Brad?
It's called making your own frothy milk in the microwave. Have you ever done that?
No, I haven't.
Well, you can pour some milk in a mason jar and shake it up. Take the lid off and nuke it for about 30 seconds and then spoon it into your coffee.
Oh, okay. So it's kind of like a homemade latte. You don't need that fancy espresso machine or milk steamer.
Yeah, it looks like a little cappuccino there. Alrighty. For you. So that's how you can hack up your coffee and make it better for you and make your day, start your day off the right way. I figured I'd share that with you early on
in
the show. So yeah, while we're speaking of food, I'm guessing you've never really thought about whether you're a raw food person or a cooked food person, but the internet has. Do not worry. The internet's got you taken care of. There's no pointless question it hasn't dreamed up. BuzzFeed just did a survey on whether people prefer a bunch of different foods, cooked or raw, and here's some of the highlights. Apples, 72% prefer them raw, 28% cooked. What do you guys think?
Like, if you're thinking, I guess I'm just thinking about cooked apples. I mean, it's covering all your bases, right? That's like pies.
I don't know. Well, I think of some restaurants will have apples as a side.
Yeah.
And they're kind of like sauteed in cinnamon and stuff. I guess that's what I think of cooked apples. But I eat apples raw more than anything.
I do too. I do too. I don't know if I would say I prefer them raw, but definitely how I eat them more. I haven't really thought about it. They were right. I haven't thought about it. But I think you can also just kind of toss some apples in a pan and fry them up. Kind of sweetens them. Kind of like what you do with like onions or something. Caramelize, you know. Carrots, 55% prefer them raw, 45% cooked.
I actually prefer carrots raw.
I'm part of that 45. Ooh, I like them cooked.
Yeah.
But I do like them raw also, so 55, 45.
You just sit there eating it like a rabbit?
Did you guys know, speaking of, Mel Blanc, the voice of Bugs Bunny.
Okay.
He did not like carrots.
How funny.
And they tried numerous things, from apples to celery to everything that he liked that he could chew on whenever he was
crunch,
doing a, you know, and nothing sounded like a carrot. So what they did is they gave him a carrot and they gave him a trash can and he would bite into the carrot and chew it on the microphone and then say the line. And then when he was done, he would spit it into the trash can.
Chew it up, spit it out.
Which seems to defeat the purpose to me, because if you're eating the carrot, just swallow it. You've already gotten past the bad part. The taste is what you don't like. Just swallow it at that point.
It's probably got bad eyes.
Get the benefit. Well, he's dead now, but.
Oh. Well, I bet he does. I bet he does have bad eyes.
Spinach, 53% prefer it raw, 47% cooked. Yeah.
I would probably go cooked.
I would too. I think I would too.
But I eat it raw all the time.
And I cook it with a lot of butter and stuff, so it's not healthy by any means. Cookie dough.
53 prefer it raw.
Really?
53% of people prefer it raw, 47 cooked.
That's how you get salmonella.
Absolutely. Oh. Tomatoes, 49% raw, 51 cooked.
Raw.
I like them cooked.
Really?
Like them cooked. Yeah, I don't. I'm actually not a fan of raw tomatoes.
What's a cooked tomato though? Like,
you know, like when you cook them in sauces and things like that, I would imagine.
Okay.
And that's how I prefer, because cooked tomatoes take on a little bit of a different
flavor. So you like tomato sauce better than raw tomatoes.
Oddly
okay.
enough, I like salsa. I like ketchup. I like tomato sauce. I don't like tomatoes.
Okay.
Really? Is it just the texture? Or?
It's the taste. They taste kind of like dirt to me.
experience eating a lot of dirt when you were growing up.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, yeah. And, you know, yesterday, whatever. No big deal. Yeah. Cake batter, 33% prefer it raw.
Yeah.
67% cooked. Another good way to get salmonella, because there's eggs in that. Salmon, 25% raw, like as in sushi.
Ooh.
75% cooked.
Yeah.
And broccoli, 19% raw, 81% prefer it cooked.
Gotta be cooked, man.
Yes.
Yeah, that makes
absolutely
sense.
Absolutely. It's 7:25. Stick around. We got more stuff coming up on the Infomaniacs.
If you're a little kid and you don't feel good, that you want to feel better, go see the doctors. UPA.
University Pediatric Association is now offering new walk-in hours Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11:45 a.m. and 1 p.m. to 5 p.m. No appointment necessary. If you need to see a pediatric specialist in a moment's notice, then UPA is the place for you.
Every child deserves a specialist.
UPA, celebrating 40 years of caring for your kids.
Hey friends, don't let mosquitoes keep you indoors. This is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. The Brazos Valley is too nice a place to stay indoors because of mosquitoes. And mosquitoes aren't just a nuisance, they're a health risk. The proven ABC mosquito misting system automatically sprays insecticide at preset times or on demand and kills mosquitoes in all parts of your yard. For mosquito misting, call ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
You won't believe the Mother's Day savings going on now at Brazos Valley Hyundai. Like $5,000 off 2017 Hyundai Elantras and 2017 Hyundai Tucsons. $5,000 off. You choose. Or get $7,000 off 2017 Hyundai Santa Fe Sports. $7,000 off Santa Fe Sports at Brazos Valley Hyundai. And wait for it. $9,000 off 2017 Hyundai Sonata. A brand new Hyundai Sonata for $9,000 off. We're located on the Highway 6 bypass at Briarcrest, so come see us or find your new ride first at BrazosValleyHyundai.com. Plus, you can't go wrong with the best in the business Hyundai Assurance, America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. We love our moms at Brazos Valley Hyundai, and we don't want you to forget yours this weekend. So save big with $5,000 off Elantras and Tucsons, $7,000 off Santa Fe Sports, and $9,000 off Sonatas. Only this weekend and only at Brazos Valley Hyundai. See for yourself at BrazosValleyHyundai.com.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, Infomaniacs in the studio right now. And someone texted in actually with a great point and said, cookie dough ain't cookie dough once it's cooked.
It's just cookies.
It's just cookies.
Or something that resembles a cookie in my case.
That's a fantastic
And I guess cake batter,
point.
Same point.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. And of course, if you would like to join the show, Chelsea.
Yeah, absolutely. You can text us in. Make sure you use the area code. It's 979-695-1620.
That's right.
By the way, we were talking about old boy that went climbing up Everest. Somebody texted in and said Jim Fox. I believe that was Jim Fix. Jim Fox was a baseball player. But Jim Fix was the first 40-year-old, of course, to break the four-minute mile. And he died at 52. He had a heart attack as he was jogging. At 52 years old, and his dad actually died even younger.
Wow.
Of the same thing. So basically, they ask, how old is too old to be doing what you love?
True. Like, what? How are they going to put that age restriction?
I mean,
on
85. You know, not to say that you can't, you know, live some very healthy and wonderful years even after 85.
Right.
But 85 is a little bit older than 52.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
I mean, you got a little bit less of a window. So I can understand, like, you want to go out in that blaze of glory at base camp. That's what kind of stinks. But with a heart attack, I'm sure, I don't know. It's an interesting question.
It can happen at anybody at any time. All right. Taking a look at your weather today, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 86, southeast winds at 5 to 15 miles an hour tonight. Mostly cloudy with a low around 64. It's 61 degrees out there right now.
In December 2015, San Francisco resident Pedro Figueroa Zarceno
reported his car stolen. When he came for the police report, Immigration and Customs Enforcement was notified because Pedro is here illegally from El Salvador. He was picked up. He spent 2 months in federal immigration detention. Now Pedro is suing San Francisco. His lawyer, Saria Hussein, says as a victim of crime, Pedro Figueroa was exactly the type of person who should have been protected by San Francisco's sanctuary ordinance. Because Trump is promising mass deportations and threatening sanctuary cities, she says, everyone in law enforcement must be held accountable. No, she does not see the irony in asking for law enforcement to be accountable. This woman's a liberal. Incidentally, Pedro was flagged because he had an outstanding warrant. He was supposed to be deported 10 years ago. He also has a drunk driving conviction. Now, he's demanding monetary damages. He also wants to force San Francisco police to file immigration paperwork stating that he was falsely imprisoned. This could make him eligible for a visa. Meanwhile, San Francisco is investigating the officers who handled Pedro's case to see if they should be punished. Now, unless something changes, Mr. Zarceno can assume that his lawsuit against the city will be resolved before immigration catches up with him again. They're backlogged over 2 years. The system needs fixing, not later, but right now.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Imagine that I only gave you part of a news story. Be pretty hard to follow, right? Well, that's exactly what happens when you rely on your credit card and bank statements to protect your identity. I mean, sure, your bank can help detect credit card fraud, but not the many other ways your identity can be stolen, like when somebody opens a new account or applies for an online loan in your name. That's why there's LifeLock. LifeLock uses technology to alert you to a wider range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, one of their U.S.-based specialists will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. But with LifeLock, you can get more comprehensive identity protection than you can get anywhere else. Join now. Get 10% off when you visit LifeLock.com/rush or call them. 800-440-4833. Use the promo code RUSH. That's lifelock.com/rush and save 10%.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinski with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinski.
AMCO Insurance was recently named the Brazos Valley's Best Insurance Agency by online voters. We are honored by this award and will work hard to continue providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley and all across Texas. AMCO's strength comes from our employees and the outstanding service they provide to our customers. If you need a quote on your home, auto, business, or life and health insurance, visit AMCO today at 1111 Briarcrest Drive in Bryan or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:32. It's 64 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. We did just receive a text message from a listener. There's a wreck at Welburn and South Dowling. Welburn Road is closed. So if you are in that area, just be advised there is a wreck that's at Welburn Road and South Dowling. Welburn Road is closed down right now. The Texas A&M System Board of Regents will hold a special meeting this morning. That's because the state Senate, including Brazos County Senator Charles Schwartner and Lois Kolkhorst of Brenham, approved the governor's three nominees for six-year terms. There is one new regent, Tim Leach of Midland, reappointed for the second term, where the current chairman, Cliff Thomas of Victoria, and current vice chairwoman, Elaine Mendoza of San Antonio. This morning's meeting, which will be done by a conference call, it starts at 8:30. The agenda includes choosing a new chair and vice chair, along with selecting the regents representative to the University of Texas Investment Management Company. This Thursday is the deadline for the Texas House to hear proposed legislation. Representative Kyle Cassell of College Station is hoping to get two bills heard. HB 4122 applies to owners of rural property who have water rights in multiple aquifers.
The option for the first time to petition to choose a groundwater district if his or her ranch or farm is one continuous piece of property that's over one aquifer, but two groundwater districts. So they can manage that water on that agricultural production site uniformly and not have two groundwater districts dictating differently.
And HB 2119 would allow surviving spouses of first responders who were killed in the line of duty to continue receiving state benefits if they remarry. In Austin and in Washington, D.C. last week, there was discussion about the high-speed passenger train between Houston and Dallas. It was among the topics during the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce trip to the nation's capital. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan was asked about his position on our show.
Both of our larger communities, Waco and Bryan College Station, both of those chambers support high-speed rail. And they, so they're generally supportive of the Texas Central High-Speed Rail Project. I also went on to say that our rural constituents are generally against it.
Flores says he is mildly supportive of the project, but he wants to make sure private property rights are protected and no federal money is spent.
If Texas Central can cut a deal with the landowners along the route so that they're happy, then I think that's the direction to move forward.
In the state capitol, a House committee held hearings on some of the proposed laws that would affect the bullet train that goes through the Brazos Valley. The Dallas Federal Reserve is reporting housing prices in Texas are becoming overvalued.
Economist Anil Kumar says when you compare the sharp rises in housing prices with the fundamentals that usually guide housing costs, like employment and wages, you're starting to see a disconnect.
Texas house prices have been growing faster than the nation, and we have seen strong house prices increases in the last few years.
Kumar doesn't expect a late 80s style housing crash, but he says current housing values are unsustainable and will likely level off if not start falling. This is Jim Forsyth, TSN News.
A small car went halfway into a Bryan church building last Thursday morning just before 6.
A Bryan man was arrested after driving his girlfriend's 2017 Honda Fit an estimated 70 miles an hour into the Education and Fellowship building at Christ Ways Baptist Church on Copperfield. It's after 27-year-old Michael Zamago is accused of striking, then threatening to kill the woman. According to the arrest report, Zamago told police he was driving without a license and was driving a little fast when the woman grabbed the wheel. Zamago said that caused the car to hit the curb. Then he said he hit the gas more. That caused the car to strike the building next to the church sanctuary, resulting in both airbags being deployed. The couple refused medical treatment. Church pastor estimated damage to the building at $40,000. According to online records, this is the eighth time Zamago's been in the Brazos County Jail since September 2009. In addition to the new charges, Zamago's also awaiting trial for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon from 2009 and a case of hindering apprehension that was filed last year. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
A Bryan man is one of two men who were indicted on capital murder charges in the death of a man in Fort Worth last January. 18-year-old Broderick Ross and 20-year-old Dontrell Dock of Conroe were teammates on the McMurray University football team in Abilene. The Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports Ross and Dock are charged with shooting a 21-year-old man in his apartment during a robbery. A third teammate who was arrested was not indicted by the Tarrant County Grand Jury. And for the ninth consecutive year, Newstalk 1620 WTAW has received the Texas Associated Press Broadcasters Radio Excellence Award. It's an honor that includes all radio markets, regardless of population. That was one of two additional awards WTAW received Saturday night at the annual TAPB Awards Banquet in San Antonio. We also received the Best Newscast Award in the radio division, covering all but the state's four largest markets. WTAW News Time is 7:38. It's 64 degrees. You can call or text us this morning at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news at the top of the hour or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. I'm Debbie Lewis, Vice President of Mortgage Lending with Brazos County Bank, and I want to help you purchase your new home, refinance your current home, or buy land to build your own home. We do it all, conventional FHA and in-house lending. Call me today at 979-220-3018.
They say roaches can survive just about anything. At ABC Home and Commercial Services, we beg to differ. Hi, I'm Bobby Jenkins. When you see roaches in your kitchen, bath, or garage, call us. We'll send a well-trained specialist to your home to eliminate them. Our treatment plans for roaches are simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. So for residential or commercial roach service, call ABC Home and Commercial Services. Specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
What do you really want from a bank? Is it taking a picture of your check with your smartphone? We have that. Is it paying your bills online? We can do that. Is it free checking for you or your small business? Got that too. Or is it really knowing you'll get first-class customer service from a locally owned community bank? Think about it. The bank and trust. Local bank, local bankers.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free. This Saturday, May 13th, it's cattle handling technologies and techniques. What to do, how to do it, equipment needed, and handling techniques. They all go together to be successful, and you can learn about them this week at Producers. Producers, on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Has your family outgrown your current home, or is it time for something smaller? Whether grand or quaint, Marriott Homes is here to design and build the custom home of your dreams. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott of Marriott Homes. We've been building custom homes of all sizes in the Brazos Valley for almost 40 years, and we look forward to building yours. Backed by our family guarantee, Marriott Homes, a tradition of excellence, voted best home builder in the Brazos Valley since 2003. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. How you doing today, Matt?
I'm great, Brad. How are you doing today?
I am awesome. Now, I got a couple of questions for you here. If somebody is looking to add a pool to their home, and they don't know exactly where to start, the question I have for you is, do you guys help them design a pool that will go well with their home?
Yes, Brad. In fact, we take our time with customers. We really like to sit down with them and try to get a feel for what they really want and then design something perfect for their backyard.
Speaking of backyards, if you have a backyard that's, say, low on surface area, let's say that you kind of have a smaller backyard, do you guys help design pools that will fit in a small backyard?
Yeah, it's funny because backyards have become increasingly smaller, and yet customers want to put more and more in them. So we actually employ a lot of technology that allow us to put some really high-end, beautiful pools in some smaller areas.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
At Team Ford, they're your hometown dealer. For over 20 years, they've served their customers with honesty, integrity, and pride for all their vehicle needs. They treat their customers like family. Their goal is to build relationships that grow so that your children and grandchildren know where to buy their next vehicle. Come by and check out their extensive selection of big city inventory at a small price. If you or anyone you know are looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, come to Team Ford, where you always get a nice price.
It's 7:42 right now on News Talk 1620 WTAW, taking a look at your weather. This weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos County Bank.
High pressure over the Gulf, still in control of our weather, but things will start to change over the next 24 hours. Partly to mostly sunny for today with a high close to 85 degrees. Tonight turning cloudy, lows near 65. Clouds tomorrow, there could be a shower later in the day, highs 80 to 85. Lots of clouds, mild tomorrow night, 65 to 70. It'll become partly sunny Wednesday. Chance of showers late in the day, highs near 85. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Zach Taylor on WTAW. Coming up in sports, talking Aggie baseball and softball. Both ended up coming up a bit short in their series this past weekend. By the way, Aggie softball is going to be heading to the SEC tournament this week up in Knoxville as the number 4 seed. Also, the Texas A&M women's golf team, they have currently actually just teed off just a minute ago at their 17th straight postseason appearance. So we'll talk a little bit about that, as well as the Spurs, Rockets, Astros, and Rangers. All that and more coming up in sports.
There you go. And, of course, we are in the WC Tractor Studios, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. The airlines still in the news.
Uh-oh.
The problems continue, they do. And in the latest negative news, a man is suing American Airlines not because they forced him to leave an oversold plane, but because they seated him in a row with two, quote-unquote, greasily obese passengers.
Oh, poor guy.
Grossly obese passengers.
Greasily?
I said greasily, yeah.
Greasily?
Greasily obose. No,
maybe a little too much grease.
Grossly obese passengers, rather, for a 14-hour flight.
Oh, good Lord. To
that's
where?
Unfortunate.
From where to where?
You know, it doesn't say, But 14 hours, that is a long
that's
time.
That's terrible.
Right, but if they bought tickets and... I mean, what are the grounds that he's suing American Airlines on?
I really can't say that it's the airline's fault. They're not weighing people and then assigning them seats based on their weight.
Well, don't they sometimes airlines will require someone who might be heavier to purchase two seats, right?
Right.
Some of them do. And probably because of all the stuff that's going on, American Airlines probably said, let's not do that to these guys.
You just can't win for losing, man. You can't make everybody happy.
That's true. Well, he claims that the, as they say here, tubbies
pushed
into his space and caused him bruising and back pain.
Bruising?
This sounds to me a little bit.
Wow.
Like the guy is maybe.
They were rough, man.
Yeah. Or the guy's maybe just trying to get a little money out of the airline.
Yeah, that's what. That's probably.
In today's climate when it comes to airlines. So, yeah, the guy is. Suing American Airlines for seating him next to two greasily obese, as I said, grossly obese passengers. For
14 hours, though. I would want to get the whole row, man. I'm serious. Like, I would spare no expense. If I had to fly somewhere for 14 hours, I think I would upgrade.
Yeah, I'm trying to. It's a long trip.
Yeah, well.
Especially to be uncomfortable.
Moneybags Taylor on his way on his 14-hour flight.
Yeah. Sports director and get paid all kinds of money.
Oh, yeah. You're making the big bucks, of
course. Oh, heck yeah.
KFC's, back to food, of course, KFC's Mother's Day promotion coming up this Sunday. It aims to make over-traditional perceptions of Colonel Sanders.
Okay.
The brand is offering a free digital romance novella. It's set in Victorian England and features a young, hunky Harlan Sanders as a handsome sailor with a mysterious past.
What?
So bizarre.
It's very bizarre.
Like you're a fried chicken place. What?
Well, if you don't think it's so bizarre, don't worry because it's available on Amazon. Get that for Mom.
All right, Mom.
It's a 92-page bodice ripper. It's dubbed... Tender Wings of Desire.
He was born in Indiana. He never lived in England.
Tender Wings.
He was born in Indiana?
Yeah, wow, in Indiana. And then he moved to Kentucky, obviously. But,
man, well, you're very knowledgeable about your fried chicken
You know, the internets are really, really nice. But, I do love me some fried chicken.
I love that fried chicken, that famous bowl.
Heck yeah.
And, of course, Taco Bell bigwig, Brian Nickel. Reported Friday that they've sold 25 million of their brand new naked chicken chalupas.
Oh, there you go. One of them went to Chelsea.
In the first 5 weeks. So I think it's
5 weeks. I was going to say it's been out for a while.
Is it still out there?
I mean, I'm just, it's weird to hear, like, first 5 weeks. It was out at least in February.
Yeah, definitely.
So
yeah.
I think it's still on the menu.
Is it still on the menu? Well, if so, you can go and be part of that statistic. If not, then they're probably looking to bring it back.
I missed out.
I'm just surprised that Chelsea eats fast food.
Every once in a while, there's...
you got to splurge.
Yep.
And when it comes to the naked chicken chalupa, how can you not?
Had to try it.
It's 7:47.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Are you tired of shaving, waxing, and plucking? Then it's time to ask Childs Dermatology about permanent hair reduction with laser hair removal. Not all hair removal lasers are created equal. Childs Dermatology uses the most advanced Elite MPX laser, clinically proven to target and destroy hair growth cells without harming surrounding skin. So forget the hassle of razors and tweezers. Call Childs Dermatology for laser hair removal with the Elite MPX laser. Call 696-4444 or visit childsdermatology.com.
My wife Jean and I have been married since 1986. I just heard a lot of people gasp. That's 30 years. One of the most important lessons about marriage I've learned in that time has been this. We're different from each other, and that's okay. But we've also learned that those differences have to be navigated really carefully. You and your spouse probably see the world through different eyes. You fall asleep to noise, but your spouse needs a little quiet. You're a night owl, but your spouse enjoys mornings. For the most part, with honesty and respect, most differences can draw you together instead of driving you apart. Think of it as two sides of the same marriage coin. Side one is honesty. You and your spouse enjoy different activities, and that's okay. Be honest with each other about your likes and your dislikes, and make sure you communicate them. And be honest with yourself that your spouse will never be just like you. Don't expect your wife to become a football fan or your husband to spend every Saturday morning roaming antique stores. Learn to accept each other for who you are. But side two of the marriage coin is equally important. That's respect. Take some interest in each other's activities. Ladies, you don't have to necessarily enjoy football, but if you can sit with your husband and watch part of the game, that'll be good. And guys, if your wife loves antiques, take a Saturday and go shopping with her. It won't be that painful. Together, honesty and mutual respect will bring strength to your relationship and draw you closer together. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Are your medical bills piling up due to cancer or another serious illness? You are not alone. Many people face this challenge. Here's how Coventry Direct can help. You can receive an immediate cash payment by selling your life insurance policy. If you have $100,000 or more of life insurance, you may be eligible to sell your policy, even a term policy. To find out if you qualify, call Coventry Direct today at 1-800-386-1700 to speak to one of our policy specialists. That's 1-800-386-1700. The cash you receive from selling your policy can be used to help pay medical bills or whatever you choose to give you financial security and peace of mind. Call Coventry Direct at 1-800-386-1700 or visit us at coventrydirect.com. Coventry Direct, giving you the cash you need when you need it most. Coventry Direct is a marketing company and will refer qualified policies to a licensed entity.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Zach Taylor with your morning sports update on News Talk 1620 WTAW. This sports update is brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. Well, the Aggies took it on the chin this weekend in the Diamond Sports. 17th-ranked baseball dropped its first SEC series in a month and a half, falling to 13th-ranked Mississippi State 2-1. Now, the Maroon and White led late in Saturday's rubber match, but were undone by costly errors en route to a 4-3 loss. Still, first baseman Joel Davis says that will not define the Aggs going forward.
Yeah, every game in the SEC is tough. I mean, that's why it's the best conference in baseball. I mean, the game that we lost today, I mean, we've won a ton of games like that, you know, so we're just on the other end. So, I mean, we're a great team. They're a great team, you know. There's a fine line between winning and losing, and they were on that line both these last two games.
Joel and the guys now sit at 34-15 overall and 14-10 in SEC play. And across the street, where 6th-ranked Aggie softball suffered a series defeat at the hands of 9th-ranked Tennessee. Torrey Vidalis slugged 3 homers in yesterday's finale, but it just wasn't enough as the Aggs fell to the Lady Vols 8-6. The Maroon and White wrap up the regular season at 42-9 overall and 16-7 in conference. Next up is the SEC tournament, where the 4th-seeded Maroon and White will take on the winner of Alabama-Arkansas Thursday morning at 11. The 6th-seeded Texas A&M women's golf team opens its 17th straight postseason appearance today in Columbus, Ohio. First-team All-SEC selection Maddie Zarek, second-teamer Bianca Fabrizio, and all-freshman Courtney Dow lead the way for the Aggs. They teed off this morning at 7:24. Houston and San Antonio are now knotted up at 2 games apiece following the Rockets' 125-104 victory last night. James Harden overcame a chest cold to score 28 points and dish out 12 assists in the win.
You know, obviously we made shots, you know, which made it a lot easier, but I think our energy was just up the entire game, no matter what. They went on runs. They cut the lead, you know, deficit down, to, I think, 4 at one point. But we just, no matter what, we stay with it.
Harden got by with a little help from his friends, mainly Eric Gordon, who scored 22 off the bench. Now on the other side, Jonathan Simmons put up 17 points for the Spurs, who see their 2-game win streak snapped. Here's Coach Greg Popovich.
We've both played small from time to time, so it's, you know, it's nothing new. But they executed out of it very, very well, and we guarded very poorly.
Some good news for Pop and the Spurs, though. They'll have home court advantage tomorrow night when they host Game 5 in San Antonio. Elsewhere on the hardwood, LeBron James scored 35 points as the Cleveland Cavaliers capped off a sweep of the Toronto Raptors 109-102. And after dropping the first 2 games in Boston, the Washington Wizards are now tied 2 games apiece with the Celtics following a 121-102 win last night. Now this evening, the Utah Jazz will try to avoid elimination as they host the Golden State Warriors for Game 4 at 8. Jose Altuve hit a 3-run dinger during Houston's 4-run third inning, and Evan Gattis also went deep in the Astros' 5-3 victory over the LA Angels yesterday afternoon. Mike Fiers pitched 5 innings and earned his first victory of the year with a boost from his bullpen, which threw 4 scoreless innings, a 2-hit ball.
You know, I thought Fiers had to respond to some tough adversity early in the leadoff home run. Then he had a near 40-inning inning in the second. Really bounced back until the home run. in the fourth, just had trouble in the fifth. So I think the home run gave him the lead, which gave him a little bit of breathing room, but an up and down day. But he kept us in the game and kept things under control at the end.
And that's Astros manager A.J. Hinch. Now, with the win, Houston remains 5.5 games ahead of the Halos for first place in the AL West. Head up to Seattle, where Kyle Seager hit a tie-breaking homer in the eighth inning, and the Mariners rallied to beat the Texas Rangers 4-3. Texas's bullpen let them down once again, giving up 3 earned runs in relief of starter Andrew Cashner. Here's skipper Jeff Banister.
I mean, it's been a thorn on our side, really, just a sheer number of walks. Coming out of the bullpen in those situations, they're killers, and we just obviously couldn't overcome it, even though with Claudio made a good pitch, Valencia a little soft liner to center field. However, unacceptable.
The Rangers, who have now lost 2 straight, will head to San Diego tonight to take on the Padres in an interleague matchup. First pitch is at 9:10 with broadcast on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM. The Nashville Predators are moving on following a 3-1 victory over the St. Louis Blues yesterday. Meanwhile, the Oilers and Ducks are headed to a 7th and deciding game following Edmonton's 7-1 blowout north of the border last night. Now, only one game on the ice this evening as the Pittsburgh Penguins try to clinch their Eastern Conference Series against the Washington Capitals. Game 6 is set to get underway at 6:30. And that's been your morning sports update brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. On News Talk 1620 WTAW, I'm Zach Taylor.
It's time for the deal of the day. Thanks to our friends at Team Ford of Navasota. Today, it's a 2015 GMC Sierra 1500 SLE. Four-door crew cab, one owner, it is 4x4, and you can get it for $33,581. Again, that's a 2015 GMC Sierra 1500, and it's only $33,581. And you can get it fixed up any way you want, because we've been talking about Texas Custom Outfitters. They'll do it all for you and roll it into the financing. To find out more, all you have to do is go online to teamofnavasota.com or make the short trip south to Navasota for Team Ford of Navasota.
It's not how fast you mow, it's how well you mow fast. And with innovative John Deere riding lawnmowers, you're able to get the job done right. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today, where you're able to get an outstanding deal on a huge inventory of John Deere riding and zero-turn mowers. Choose from a range of horsepower, deck sizes, and fuel options. Whichever you choose, you'll get powerful performance, comfort, and all-around versatility. With 12 models to choose from, all for less than $3,000, Sioux Falls Prater can help you find the perfect mower for your land. Stop by Sioux Falls Prater today or visit cptractor.com for details. Offer ends May 31st, 2017. Some restrictions apply. I see dealer for details.
Buying or selling a house should be an exciting time. It's a time of change. It's a time of new beginnings, a time that's supposed to make you feel good, right? So why is it so stressful? Well, don't worry. It doesn't have to be so stressful if you have the right team of people on your side. And the people I'm talking about, of course, are Jen Zweiker and the team over there at Zweiker & Associates. They can make the experience of buying or selling a house a whole lot better for you because they ease your mind. They take some of that stress away by having an entire team of people who will help you get the best deal for your house or find the house that you're really looking for and make sure you're getting the best deal based on the numbers in the markets, because they're the experts when it comes to that sort of thing, whether it is the numbers in the market, whether it's staging your home to make it look great in photographs so that people want to buy it. Jen Zweiker and the team over at Zweiker & Associates are the people you need to get in touch with, and it's really easy to do it. All you have to do is go online to zarealestate.com and talk to Jen Zweiker and the team. They will put your mind at ZARealestate.com is where you go.
Need more space?
We can find space in your home, in your garage, and in your closets. We're Metro Mini Storage, and we put the smile back in storage. Metro Mini Storage has all sizes of climate and non-climate controlled units, the use of a free truck when you move in, and is completely gated with a dual security system. Metro Mini Storage at Texas Avenue at Deacon by Burger King. Online at MetroMiniStorage.net. Metro Mini Storage.
Couple of minutes still. News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brad Mitchell in here for Scott DeLucia. He'll be back on Friday. Coming up after the top of the hour, we're going to be telling you about your top signs that you're seeing a bad therapist.
Oh,
that ought to be interesting.
I have to go to therapy for that one.
Yeah, definitely. We're also going to tell you who Crayola announced as the replacement for the yellow crayon they kicked out.
Oh,
you heard
yeah.
about that?
What?
Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't
definitely.
It like the dandelion or yellow green or something they kicked out?
We'll talk about it. We'll talk. And we'll also have your 5 random facts for Monday. So that's always interesting and good.
It's cool.
Things you may or may not need to know, but it'll be stuff that you can talk about when you're standing around the old water cooler.
Who are we kidding, Brad? You really don't need to know.
No, of course not.
But you'd like to.
But you want to, and you want to look smart to your coworkers. Right?
Well, I kind of fall short on that quite a bit. So.
Well, so do I. So won't say okay. anything. No big deal there. But there was no winner in Saturday night's drawing for the Powerball lottery. So that means Wednesday night's drawing is valued at $165 million.
Boom.
Got to play.
What would be the
win.
First thing that you bought with that money?
Oh, I don't know.
First thing?
Yeah.
I would have to think about that. It's $101 million cash value.
Probably some gas or stick of gum or something.
Yeah, yeah. Snack.
You might be okay just taking the cash value on that one. $101 million.
Yeah.
So if you are interested in doing that, you got to play. You can't win unless you play, of course. Now, taking a look at your weather, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high near 86 today. Tonight, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a low around 64. And coming up tomorrow, it's going to be mostly cloudy with a high around 86. The first in news, weather, and sports, it's News Talk 1620 WTAW College Station. Brian, it is 61 degrees out there right now.